1,000 migrants begin caravan from southern Mexico to U.S. border. By Bob Price on March 2, 2023. Approximately 1,000 migrants headed out this week in a large caravan from southern Mexico to make the journey to the U.S. border. Most of the migrants have either no documentation or no documents that allow them to travel through Mexico, reports indicate. The group is made up of about 1,000 migrants from Venezuela, Honduras, Ecuador, El Salvador, Haiti, and Guatemala, according to a report from Vallarta Daily. The caravan departed from Tapachula and headed north to Arriaga, Chiapas. Videos tweeted from Chiapas show the large group of migrants making their way through the city as the caravan kicked off on February 28. First migrant caravan of the year left southern Mexico with 1,000 people heading to the U.S. pic.twitter.com/udincd8rrq. Auden B. Cabello, et Cabello Auden, March 1, 2023. Vallarta Daily reported that some of the migrants have paperwork from Mexico's National Institute of Migration, INM. Those documents, however, only allow the migrants to legally reside in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas and are not for free travel inside Mexico. Others are proceeding with no documents at all, the article states. New policies put in place by the Biden administration in January allowed for 30,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to travel to the U.S. However, if these migrants arrive on U.S. soil without following the new policy, they are subject to immediate removal to Mexico, the Mexican news outlet reported. The caravan comes as the Biden administration reports its second straight month of decreases in migrant apprehensions at the border, Breitbart Texas reported. In a recent interview with Breitbart Texas, Governor Greg Abbott said he expects the decrease in the migrant surge to be temporary. "It's just seasonal," the Texas governor said. "The people crossing the border illegally always decreases in January, and so we fully expect it to pick up." But even worse than that, Abbott continued, the Biden administration itself said that when Title 42 is eliminated, to expect about 18,000 people a day to cross the border illegally. One report on Twitter indicated this first-of-the-year migrant caravan may be headed to the Del Rio sector on the Texas border with Mexico. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.